Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on Ultimate Days. I hope you got a lot of value from that visit from my past self. In the previous track, the system for unleashing your time. And now we're back to this kind of live. And in this fifth track, we're going deeper. And what I really mean by deeper is more specific. We're not adding anything more in this track. We're really just clarifying, backing up the truck a little bit, filling in some of the details, and hopefully clarifying stuff so that you can actually do this. Because as I've been saying since track one, it's not about what you know on these topics, and my intent isn't just to provide you with a lot of what I perceive to be good ideas, but to enable you to walk away from this and to be living more ultimate days tomorrow. And to have all the tools and ideas you need to build your approach so you can have your very own system for your ultimate days. And I hope it's forming this way for you, that it's becoming clear enough that you can actually do this for yourself. In the last track, we got more specific, didn't we? You heard that past self of mine going through the system for unleashing your time, talking about some of the core principles of great time management, and how you really hone in on having the most impact throughout your day. And I hope what's coming together for you is that in doing this, you are being your most productive. You are having your most impact, driving your best results, running your best process. But you're feeling your best. Ideally, you're in the flow state. So it's not about just taking these great actions to get it done so you can get somewhere in the future and love your life. It's that you're living it now, that you're just in the flow of your ultimate days. So I hope this progression is making sense to you. Where we started off very general, talking about the notion of ultimate days, why they really matter, what your ultimate days are really about. Into track two, we went into some big topics there, didn't we? The three phases in which I built up this system, why the system really mattered to me, and these six paradigms that I've learned on these topics that led me to build the ultimate day system this way. See, if this was just about time management, being productive, being efficient, being effective, getting things done, we would have started in the last track. How do you batten down the hatches, close all the gaps, become your most effective to have the most impact? But it's not. It's about these deeper topics. Why are you trying to have impact? You're trying to get there? Believing that at some point in the future, your greatest life is going to be there waiting for you? Or are you living in the now? Are you trying to do all this so that you can feel amazing in the future? No. We're training to feel amazing at will now, right? This is our definition of an ultimate day. And it is about focus. It is about simplify, simplify, simplify. That these big paradigms feed into the minutiae of specifically, how do you do it every day? And then perhaps most importantly, and I hope you're really feeling this, these higher level paradigms are the most important to me. I hope you're really feeling that you're taking back your power. Not just in terms of your time, you're owning your time, but your mind. It's easier to get out of those distractions. It's easier to pump the energy into your body that you want, to wake up feeling how you want to feel, to get yourself diving into your day in the right way. To get yourself off stimulants and these other things that we use in order to try and get into our day, because you're taking back your power. The same is true with energy. Imagine you own more of your energy just because you're more aware of the choices that you're making. How you use the body to create energy, how the mind depletes energy. All of the inputs in the energy management system for how you build and use energy throughout the day. So we went big on some of these topics, and the same was true in track three, The Sister of Your Ultimate Days. That was a monster track, wasn't it? Where we walked through the three phases of your day. And 8 blocks of time for managing it. We hit a number of tools. And my goal there wasn't to overwhelm you with ideas. In fact, I kept it as trimmed down as I could. But to give you the end-to-end system. From the moment you open your eyes in the AM, till you close them at night. For living your ultimate days. Track 4, the system for unleashing your time, was designed to get more specific again, to chunk down into your actual day, again relying on this notion of blocks of time, but hitting the core principles for time management. Giving you more ways to think about how specifically do you organize your day, including a summary output, this one pager that is designed to be printed out and put on your desk. And very specifically, I use this one pager, divided into my blocks of time. Sometimes my 33-minute blocks, sometimes the 2-hour blocks. And the goal is that it can fit on one page in a way that you can so easily organize your day to just dive in and get in the flow. Now, this track is designed to be more specific again. We've covered so many bigger topics in this masterclass, and here I want to go deeper with you. Not to add any more, but to be more nuanced. To give you more resources for actually being able to do this for yourself. We're going to be hitting some of the concepts from the Ultimate Day System and the System for Unleashing Your Time that really line this up for you. We've already hit these ideas in one way or another, but here I want to just add points that perhaps are going to be helpful in clarifying it for you. So once again, we don't just finish up this track with a lot of ideas for you, but it's actually helpful in you building your system for your ultimate days. This track is shorter than the other tracks, and certainly much shorter than the Monster Track 3, and we're only covering 2 groups of ideas. First, we're going to dive into some of the core ideas and the core tools. That's stuff like the blocks of time, the restore cycle, and walking through tools like the house of flow, heightened state of awareness, and the cure. Then we're going to go deeper into some of the ancillary tools, like how you monitor your mind and actions through the day. Ideas like the 80-20 mind and actions, drifting, resisting, and some of the stuff in the backup schedules to the system for unleashing your time. Alrighty, let's dive in. First in these core ideas, I want to cover off 3 topics with you. They're actually quite short, but I feel like I want to add some clarification for you. The first is goals and intent. I hope what you're seeing all the way through this masterclass is that you're bringing a great amount of purpose to every day. Waking up with the purpose, not just to drive your best day, or drive your best results, or drive your best process, but to live your best day. And so this comes out in lots of ways, from the way you wake up. Get yourself bouncing, or get yourself smiling, or more present in the AM, thinking about your day in the right ways. Through to the system for unleashing your time, where you're very purposeful. You're very specific about how you're using blocks of time. Like that first block of time in getting started in the productive phase, it's about eating frogs. Why? Because you're focused on driving your best actions.